as it was the good of him. Do with me, O Lord, whatever you will do. Lift your hands and just ask him to do with you. Lift up your hands. Father, we worship you. Make me, O Lord, as it will seem good unto you. Do with me, O Lord, whatever you may choose. Do with me, O Lord, as it will seem good unto you. Do with me, O Lord. Father, breathe upon this service tonight. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. Do with us, Lord, as it will seem good unto you. Do with us, O Lord, whatever you may choose. Be glorified. Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise as he takes us. I say the same good unto you. Proverbs 19:23. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that has it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. The Lord bless his word in the name of Jesus. The prophet of the fear of the Lord, which actually is the sponsor of positive character. The prophet. Our objective tonight is to understand the dividends of the fear of the Lord. Two things are very important to note by the way of this introduction. First, that the fear of the Lord is the bedrock of uprightness, is the bedrock of quality character. People avoid transgression because they fear God. In Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, it said, The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. People refuse to kill, to steal, to destroy, to lie, to cheat, because they fear God. The fear of the Lord is the bedrock of quality character. Number two, the fear of the Lord is absolutely profitable for existence, both in time and in eternity. Is absolutely profitable for man's existence, both in time and in eternity. It's profitable. There's nobody who lacks the fear of God that can by any mistake enter heaven. We saw in Proverbs 19:23. What the fear of the Lord does, it tendeth to life. So our major assignment today is to identify those things that the fear of the Lord brings. What will the fear of the Lord do for a person? Number one, the fear of the Lord is the highway of life. Is the highway of life. Proverbs 19:23, we already read it. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life. It tends to life. Genesis 42:18. And Joseph said unto them the third day, this do and live, for I fear God. Meaning of that is, my fear of God is the reason why I am still alive, despite the hatred of my brethren. The fear of God is the reason why I am still alive, despite the wickedness of the wicked. The fear of the Lord is the reason why I have not been cut short before my time. The fear of the Lord will prolong life, and the absence of the fear of God will cut short life. You will fulfill your days. Last Wednesday, we looked at several things. I mean, several people who lived because of the fear of God. We saw also people who were cut short before their time, like Achan, like Gehazi, like Judas Iscariot, because of the lack of the fear of God. We looked at all that last week, Wednesday. So the fear of God is the highway of life. Number two, the fear of the Lord is the way of fulfillment and satisfaction in life. The way of genuine fulfillment and satisfaction in life. True fulfillment and satisfaction. Proverbs 19:23, again, he that has it shall abide satisfied. Abide satisfied. Abide satisfied. Abide satisfied. Abide satisfied. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 1 to, sorry, Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Somebody say amen. Genuine satisfaction. See, it is possible to have money and be in absolute frustration. It's possible to have position and be in absolute depression. I heard the story of a man. He was talking with a millionaire of those days, who will be like a billionaire today. And while they were talking slightly, this on a table somewhere, this one fell asleep and just sleeping. Just dozing. I said, what? What are you doing? You mean you can sleep easily like that? The millionaire, billionaire couldn't believe that somebody can just sleep easily like that. He said for him, he can't afford 2 hours sleep in the night. Nobody knows what he did to get the money. There are people have enough money to buy watch, but not enough money to buy time. You can buy a bed without buying sleep. You can buy food without buying appetite. You can buy the best of cars without guaranteeing safety of journey. But to be fully satisfied, a man bought many years ago, maybe it's like 20-something years ago, someone got a contract of 12 million then, and got a profit of 12 million then many, many years ago. And he bought one car, 6 million of those days. That would be like 60 million today. And then 6 million again. Two cars. And then he became afraid that maybe they will steal the car. Then he got hypertension and got stroke. He got money that sponsored his paralysis. It is in the fear of God that you can be a billionaire and not be aware that witches survive. It is in the fear of the Lord that you can be the president of a nation and not be aware that the occultic realm exists. The fear of the Lord, walking in the fear of the Lord, guarantees you thorough satisfaction. Thorough satisfaction. Thorough satisfaction. Thorough fulfillment. People step into my office and they don't want to leave. So this place is too peaceful. This place is too calm. Here, it looks like there's no problem here under heaven. Especially children. Mommy, go. I'll meet you later. He shall abide satisfied. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. Number three, the fear of the Lord is the key of escape from the visitation of evil. The fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord is the key of escape from the visitation of evil. He said, the man shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. You know what that means? If you fear God, you easily escape traps. For example, 419 arrangement. Someone came to church and testified many years ago. Life was so frustrating and everything was down. And somebody said, let me take you somewhere where they will do something for you and your life will change and you will make money. He got into that place. They asked him to bring chicken. He brought chicken. Maybe the demon there was hungry or thirsty. When they killed the first chicken, his father died. Bring another chicken. They killed the next chicken. His mother died. He has not learned yet. He brought the third chicken. His sister died. That was when he ran. He said, maybe it is this chicken that is killing them. He ran to church. He has not got the money, but he has lost his father, lost his mother, lost his sister. At the frequency of, if God can't give it to me, let me find it anyhow. There are people in prison today who were trapped into prison. If they had feared God, that trap wouldn't have caught them. They wouldn't have fallen. No, I don't touch monies like this. When I graduated newly, I was working in the hospital, young, even in private practice. And then one guy came, he's meant to be my tribesman, and he's talking language to me, and he said I should drop him. So I drove, because it was in our direction, and I dropped him. While I dropped him in his house, while we were seated, some people came, and we were telling him about certain things, about something, money, about something. This thing has started since, so something that they need to, looking for money to change something. So, I looked at all of them and said, do you know who you are dealing with at all? Is it fraud you are trying to perpetrate? If I deal with all of you now, and I said, for your information, I have soldiers around me. That was how he straightened up. I drove from there. I don't think that guy is existing anymore. If there was a spirit of covetousness with a haste to get rich that is devoid of the fear of God, that was a trap of evil, a visitation of evil that would have neatly been deadly. You wouldn't have heard of me because I wasn't a pastor then. You wouldn't know me because I wouldn't be in ministry. Hallelujah. You shall not be visited with evil. In the name that is above every name, evil shall never be your portion. Every trap of evil set for you, the fear of God will cause you to escape it. The fear of God will cause you to escape it. The fear of God will cause you to escape it. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord must say amen. If you are saying amen, say amen at the top of your voice. What is a dividend of the fear of the Lord? Number 4, the fear of the Lord is the key of access to divine wisdom. Divine wisdom. Job 28:28. He said, and unto man he said, behold the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil, that is understanding. The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. Do you want wisdom? Fear God. Proverbs 1:1-10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is knowledge. Proverbs is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 5. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Proverbs 15:33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. And before honor, humility.
Wisdom is high frequency mentality. Wisdom is supernatural sensibility. Wisdom is divine creativity. I'm talking about divine wisdom. High frequency mentality. Supernatural sensibility. Divine creativity. Innovativeness. Heaven's wavelength of inspiration. To be able to receive all such. The fear of the Lord is non-negotiable. That was why the Bible said the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Psalm 14 verse 1 and Psalm 53 verse 1. He said, there is no God. So, to exist like there is no God, to exist without the fear of the Lord, is to exist as a confirmed fool. Exist as a confirmed fool. Exist as a confirmed fool. The meaning of that is, when you lack the fear of God, you make destructive decisions. You make damnable moves. When you lack the fear of God, you come to a point where it appears like your mind is not working, your brain is not working. You walk in toxic confusion. You are unable to come up with very, very strategic ideas that can wangle your way out of certain situations when the fear of God is lacking. But when the fear of God is present, there is quick access to answers, quick access to solutions. Is God speaking to somebody here? Say aloud, amen. That was number four. Number five, the fear of the Lord is the key. And of course, you remember Joseph and Daniel were among people who walked in the fear of the Lord, and they ended in such dimensions of wisdom and satisfaction. Number five, the fear of the Lord is the key of access to divine secrets. Access to divine secrets. Access to divine secrets. Psalm 25 and in verse 12, it says, what man is he that feareth the Lord? That man is the man that God shall teach in the way that he shall choose. If you fear the Lord, he teaches you the way he chooses. He shall teach you. And then verse 14 said, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. So if you fear the Lord, he teaches you his way. Like he did to Moses in Psalm 103 verse 17. He made his way known unto Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. He shows you his ways. And when you know the ways of God, you command his acts. The fear of the Lord connects you to the secrets of God. And when you have access to secrets, you are a master of success. People begin to wonder, what is the secret of this man? The secret of the man is that he has access to secrets. When you have the fear of the Lord, you connect covenant. Do you know the meaning of covenant? This is what to do if you want me to do this. This is what to do if you want me to do this. Do this and God does that. You have access to covenant. And nothing covers destiny like covenant. When you are connected to covenant, you are connected to covering. Hallelujah. That is the fear of the Lord. It's key of access to divine secrets. And finally, the fear of the Lord is the secret of transgenerational greatness. Transgenerational greatness. Transgenerational.
Psalm 112:1-3. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Why is he blessed? His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Transgenerational greatness. There are great people whose children are not great. There are great people whose children's children are not great. There are great people who disappear when they die. But not men who fear God. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Israel, David, Solomon. Just line up. Transgenerational. Achan didn't fear God. He died with his family. Gehazi didn't fear God. He secured leprosy for his generation. Nobody knows of the seed of Judas Iscariot today. Transgenerational greatness. Have you read Proverbs chapter 20, verse 7 before? The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. After him. He walketh in his integrity. He exercises his conscience to be void of offense towards God and towards man. When he has come and he has gone, after him, his children are blessed. After him. After him. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the Lord must amen. We had a mother who got us up every day by 5 a.m. You can't be sleeping till beyond 5 to 6. Pray. Scripture. Hard words, hard truths for little children. So as you grew up, you struggled to miss road. You couldn't miss road. Hands laid before going to school. And then God said, go forward and be so and so. You can't miss it. You will never see the successful child of the herbalist. If he is successful today, he dies tomorrow. The wickedness of his father and mother will never allow him to become anything. You won't see profit from the price of prostitution. The house built by the prostitute has no future, marked for demolition. Am I communicating at all? I had a schoolmate in the university in those days. The mother was living by prostitution and sending him money to pay his school fees. At a point, he was counseled to stop collecting that money, which he did, if he was to have a future. Even though the life still didn't patch up well, he does it. His seed is blessed after him. If you care for your children's future, be careful in the present. There are people who don't care for the future of their next generation. They don't care for their outcome. If you have any heart for your children's future, be careful in the present. Be careful. Don't take money that is not yours. Don't tell a lie to get a favor. Don't destroy a home because you want money from a man. Don't. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. Proverbs 13, 22. He said, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Do you see the contrast there? Very serious contrast. A good man, an upright man, will always have deposits for the future of his children. All manner of deposits. But the sinner has no future with his resources. Whatever he gathers today is to be transferred to the just. Do you see the contrast? A good man, for a good man, you will never lack a person in that lineage that has something to transfer. But for a wicked man, anything he's laboring is for somebody else, not his children. That will never be your portion. Somebody say a loud amen. So for the security of your next generation, for the security of the generation of your children, be correct today. I pity those who collect bribe and use it to pay children's school fees. I pity children who are schooling by stealing money from their father. Pocket money is stolen. Corrupt, fraudulent money. Cloth they are wearing is stolen money. Car they are driving is stolen. House they build is stolen. What a future. What a tomorrow. No tomorrow. Because he said the curse of the Lord is in the house of the thief. And God will demolish the timbers thereof. Zechariah chapter 4. It's in the house of the thief. He will destroy the chambers. Destroy everything. He said, I saw a flying roll. What is this roll about? He said, it is the curse that goeth through the whole earth. And that and it shall enter into the house of everyone that stealeth. And everyone that sweareth falsely. And it will destroy the timbers and the chambers thereof. And so you can locate that scripture. Flying roll. Hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. Is that preaching too hard? Do it well today, so your children can live well tomorrow. Zechariah chapter 5 and in verse 2. And he said to me, what seest thou? And I answered, I see a flying roll. The length thereof is 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 10 cubits. Then he said, this is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone that stealeth shall be cut off, as on this side according to it, and everyone that sweareth shall be cut off, as on that side according to it. I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him that sweareth falsely by the name of the Lord. And it shall remain in the midst of his house, and shall consume it with the timber thereof, and the stones thereof. You shall consume it. That will never be your portion. In Jesus' precious name. So for tonight, we have seen that the fear of the Lord connects us with life. The fear of the Lord is fulfillment and satisfaction. The fear of the Lord is the escape way from the visitation of evil. The fear of the Lord gives us access to divine wisdom. It gives us access to divine secrets and is the key secret of transgenerational greatness. Having said all that, what makes the fear of God possible? We'll get into detail. We'll get into the detail of that maybe by Sunday. But it is the understanding of two basic things from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 to 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Fear God
and keep his commandments. For this is a duty of soul. What are the things we understand that helps us? Number one, understanding that reverencing God and keeping his commandments are key duties of man in the earth. Understanding that reverencing God and keeping his commandments are key duties of man in the earth. Key. That I exist to worship him, I exist to love him, I exist to live for him. We saw that in Ecclesiastes 12:13. Fear God, keep his commandments. This is the sole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. That understanding is important. Number two, understanding that God shall bring our life's work and actions into judgment at the end of the day, at the end of time. God shall bring our life's work and actions into judgment at the end of time. For God shall bring every work into judgment. Ecclesiastes 12:14. Every secret, whether it be good or evil. Do you understand the meaning of that? Whether it be good or evil. So the most important thing is what? It's not whether what you did was good or evil. What fueled it? What was the motive? So there are some good things that have evil motives. Whether it be good or evil, he shall bring our life's work and actions. Like the songwriter said, fading away like the stars of the morning, losing their light in the glorious sun. Thus would we pass from the earth and its toiling, only remembered by what we are done. Only remember, only remember, only remember by what we have done. Thus would we pass from the earth and its toiling. Only lift up your hands everywhere you are. Then I must tell Jesus all about my troubles. I cannot be these burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. My Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot be this burden's alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. My Jesus alone.
Just lift up your right hand and just worship him.
Just lift up your hands everywhere. Because I'll waste my life again and again on you. On you. There is profit in being wasted, Lord. On you. Oh, a good way to be wasted, Lord. On you. On you. On you, lift up your hands. Thank you. up your hands everywhere. Except you are deeply in a worship position, you could lift your hands standing. Except you are deeply worshipful, lift your hands where you are, higher. This is the climate of His presence. It is the climate of the supernatural. It's the climate where anything is possible. Lift your hands high. If you can maintain quietness, do with hands uplifted. Jesus. 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 Just soak in that presence. Breathe in very deeply and out again. Out. Just drinking everything in the air. Out. In. Out. In. Right. Thank you. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you for a day like this. And say, Father, I receive your touch right now. Lift your hands high. There is an irrigation happening in the spirits of people where there has been dryness, where you have labored but there has been no fruit, no result. So you are getting literally discouraged. Lord, I'm trying my best, but I'm not seeing the results I want. In my spiritual life, in the work of my hands, Father, I need a visitation. Where you are here and you are saying, Lord, all, mine is direction. I need to be sure that I'm on the right path, doing the right things, taking the right steps. I don't want to waste my life. One here is receiving empowerment to live right, to live correct, to overcome limitations, setbacks, limiting sins, and those things that make you uncomfortable with God. Someone is receiving a touch for their heart, physical heart that needs to be healed. Physical body organs, the kidneys, the liver, the lungs, the prostate, the ovaries, the uterus, the brain, the mind. Lift your hands high. That's right.
Let it go. Let came today. Touch me with your hands. Oh, Lord. Please don't let me go. Let it today. Touch me with your hands. Oh, Lord. Please don't let me go. Tell me I can.
Oh, it's your heart. Lift your hands high. At the count of five, you will place that hand on your head and scream, touch. Before your own hand touches you, Jehovah will touch you in all those different areas where the touch is needed. Someone is being healed of ulcer right now. Now receive the touch of his power. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Touch. Receive the touch. Receive his 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 touch. Receive. That rain just fell. Rain of your liberty. The rain of your freedom. The rain of your deliverance. The beginning of your fruit. Receive it now. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Dimosi binigwe, hanasi, hallelujah. Hanasi, hallelujah. Jehovah, many one. Everyone who had his, you had the touch of God, a healing in your body. Someone came with ulcer healed and several visitations of God this moment. A spirit left somebody, a spirit of depression and death. Something happened to you. Quickly step forward and let us know what happened. Oh, many demons. Somebody healed of pile too. Honesty,
honesty.
Take them very fast because of time.
Oh, many demons. Honesty.
Stomach began to protrude, and as the worship was going on, she kept noticing that the thing was going down. And I asked her, "Can you show me how protruded it was? Can you show me what?" She was, he said, "The thing has so deflated."
Tummy very big, like 7 months pregnant.
Pregnant, yes, sir. We admitted at FSC they could not handle the issue. Like,
they rejected her at FMC. After gallbladder surgery, the abdomen began to distend uncontrollably, and now she saw it going down.
She saw it going down. She said she could not even stand before.
She couldn't stand before.
Yes, sir.
She's been lying down there.
Yes.
Somebody give the Lord a praise. Power! Completely dissolve and disappear. In Jesus' precious name. Over forever. Undimosi binique. Hanasi, hallelujah. Hanasi, hallelujah. Jehovah, Mary, woe. Umbeli, woe. Undimosi binique. Hanasi, hallelujah. Hanasi, hallelujah.
Sir, this is Mrs. Lydia Benebo from Lagos. Says she had had ulcer for the past 2 years with excruciating pains that had defiled kind of treatment. But as we were ministering, said a cold sensation pervaded her body. Incredible. And the pain disappeared.
Incredible. Step over here. Lift your hands. It's over. Dr. Benebo, you confirmed that. Husband is a medical doctor, and that has been there for 2 years. Father, we give you the praise and the honor. Over forever, completely free. Congratulations. Come yourself. Fresh grace, newness. Power of the Holy Ghost. Powerful. Wow. All right. I hear today is your 20th anniversary. Are you saying that both of you are 20 years old? Travel from Lagos to be blessed, and that blessing is released. Power! Yes, go ahead.
Sister Mary had also suffered from ulcer for the past 6 years. The pain has just gone right now.
Give the Lord a praise.
And Brother Ayo, why are you running? He too has also suffered from ulcer for the past 1 year. The pain has disappeared.
Over forever.
So also, she came into the service with ulcer that lasted for 2 years.
And it's gone.
It's gone.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
So this is Sister Emily, so overwhelmed. Why you asked us to raise a hand and touch and scream, touch. She felt a very heavy burden lifted off her. Burden of worry, sorrow, not knowing what to do. She felt heavy burden lifted off her. She's overwhelmed. She feels
give the Lord a prayer. Wow. Wow.
Trusting that she would encounter God and that before she leaves next week. And all
hands.
Of it has left.
Lift your hands. Fire! Fire! All the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
He said sometimes 3 months ago, he felt an arrow shot at him. That he felt it. And immediately he stopped talking at that spot. He said all the while he has been struggling to talk. He talks slightly. People, in fact, to shout was even a challenge. But at the shout of touch, he said something jumped out of him. Right now he can talk.
Every demonic presence in your body, whatever came here with you, is returned back to hell. Somebody shout, Jesus. Jesus' name, you are free.
This that he said, for the past 2 years, he developed a strange cough. Coughing and coughing out blood. Can't muster a few words without coughing. In the midst of this service, he said he realized that he became normal. His talked with him, no more cough. He's here to give God praise.
Congratulations. Give the Lord the praise. Lift up your right hand. If there are visionary encounters, one or two, you let us know. God showed you something, something left you. Let the pastors know. Alright? Now go ahead, take that testimony sharp. Say that you had one testimony that you needed to take. The Down syndrome or something.
Matilda Edwards. Sister Matilda Edwards, please step out.
Matilda
Edwards.
Hallelujah.
Here she is.
Usher, they are calling someone and you are stopping that person. Hallelujah. 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 Oh. Hallelujah.
Sister Matilda had a child, and when he was 8 months old, he was diagnosed with Down syndrome, autism. They said that he couldn't walk, he couldn't talk. The only thing he could do was to roll from side to side. And the parents have been trusting God for a touch. And because of that, she became addicted to power communion service every Wednesday. It became a duty in the house for everybody to attend, to watch the power communion service from Lafayette. And she discovered that in one of the services, as they partook in the communion, the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, all the signs and symptoms of autism disappeared. Now the child can stand by himself and can talk.
Are you hearing? It is like God changed the brain of the child. Autism. The face is normal. You know, in medicine, there is something we call fishy, where you see a situation that has, there is a fishy for sickle cell anemia, there is a fishy for Down syndrome, there is a fishy for when you have chronic peritonitis, you know, the fishy hypocritical. There are fishies of different things. And then this guy does not have this, there is no face of Down syndrome.
No fishy.
They have slanted eyes to the left and right and so on. No fishy at all. This face is as clear and normal and natural and correct as anybody's face. And me and him are just reacting. Those ones, they don't interact with you at all. They are very listless. It can have a component of attention deficit at times where you drop something, you just keep on moving. Uncle, congratulations. Come. The meaning is, if there is anything that is not right in your life, God can correct it. The healing of a Down syndrome to me is the changing of the brain, brand new brain, and other things associated. I believe that anything that needs to be changed in your life, today Jehovah shall change them. Stand up on your feet, everyone. Those of you in the front, you can return back to your seat now. Wave your hands and give the Lord the praise. 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 Take your seat 1 minute.
Doctor and Mrs. Venerable Victor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This is Brother Dr. Victor Benebo and wife and a daughter. At the first wedding anniversary, they met the servant of God who prayed for them and declared that the wine shall not finish. And that has been their hallmark in that time. As if that was not enough, they were trusting God for the fruit of the womb. The servant of God also prayed for them, and that same month, she took in, and within a very short period, they had 3 children in quick succession.
And was to overtake, recover.
And one of them was diagnosed with a speech impediment. And they met the servant, our mother in the house, who prayed for her and on phone. Sorry about that. Who prayed for her on phone, and the tongue was loose. She's now back to school and doing excellently well. And they have also come above it all
to celebrate 20 years of connection to this grace. Unbroken connection to this grace.
Unbroken connection
to this grace.
20 years of membership. 20 years of marriage. 20 years of marital wine. 20 years of enviable destiny. If Jesus tarries to come in the next 20 years, you shall be celebrating and great testimonies. It shall be well with you, and well with your children, and well with your family, and well with everything you lay your hands on. Everyone trusting God to be married, your marriage is settled right now. By this testimony, everyone having a marital crisis, husband and wife antagonistic with each other, the antagonism is over right now. And everyone trusting God for the fruit of the womb, the embargo is lifted. And go ahead and bring forth your children in Jesus' name. Congratulations. Arise, shine. Your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Give the Lord the praise. 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 People like that doctor are people who connected and followed even before ministry started, right from university days in his university. When God made me the national president of the Medical and Dental Students Fellowship. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Hallelujah. You are here tonight. You are in need of surrender to Jesus. You've heard the word. You've seen the miracles. You've seen the touch of God. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags. Quickly rush to the front here and say, Jesus, I want to make my way straight with you. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and let us rush to the front here. Quickly, pick your Bibles, pick your bags. Pastor, I want to be born again. I want to be saved. I want today to mark a new day in my life. I want the fear of God to baptize me in a new way. I want my sins forgiven. I am far from God. I want to be close to God. Anywhere you are like that, quickly come forward. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and rush to the front here. I'll give you the count of 7. 1.
I've got my mind made.
2.
And I won't turn back.
Because, 3.
Jesus,
I've got my mind.
4.
Made
up. And I won't turn back. Because I want to see my Jesus.
I've got my mind about
God.
And all in all, you know. Because
I want to see my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind
about God.
Because
I want
to see my Jesus someday. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye,
oh, goodbye.
The rest of my life, I made up my mind. Give a second call. While this call is on now, communion people can take position and then supply the communions. You want to rededicate yourself to God. You've come out like this before, but you want to rededicate yourself to God. You want to break an addiction of drinking, of smoking, of womanizing, of alcoholism, of Indian hemp, of tobacco. You want to break an addiction, gambling, betting. Something is destroying your life. You want it broken. You are struggling. You can't do it yourself. And you need help to do it. Quickly stand on your feet, carry your Bibles on your backs, and come forward and let us pray for you. I'll give you the count of 7. 1.
Born, born, born again.
I'm born again.
Born, born, born again.
I have been born of the world, the return of the Lord.
see my Jesus someday.
Thank you, Master. Blessed be your name. Place your right hand on your chest, those of you in the front, and pray again after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive that grace. Help me to live for you. Help me to do your will. Thank you for giving me the grace to live for you and the grace to do your will. Be thou glorified, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. Grace to live for God is released upon you. Grace to do his will is released upon you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing. And thank you, Lord, for answering. Your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you. Our counselors are right behind you. They'll speak with you. They'll let you know what to do to be established. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' name. Amen.